Good evening. Welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom on the show this evening. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. That perhaps is what the comedian Kapil Sharma is thinking about right now. Earlier today, he said he paid 15 crores as income tax, despite which he still had to pay the Mumbai municipality a 5 lakh rupee bribe to get some work done. But after his tweets went viral, some documents also emerged of unauthorized construction in his own home, including a stop work notice, of which we have a copy over here, by the same Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation. Now, will the comedian have the last laugh in this entire debate? Or was this, in fact, one laugh too many as far as Kapil Sharma is concerned?
When you tag the Prime Minister with a dig at his slogan of Achhe Din, it's no laughing matter, especially if you're one of India's biggest comic stars, Kapil Sharma. This was no comedy night, as the angry star said. Mumbai municipal officials had demanded a bribe of 5 lakh rupees for his office extension. This, as he pointed out, even though he pays income tax of 5 crore rupees. The retweets were in thousands, with these becoming the top trend and an immediate reaction. In just a few hours, Maharashtra's chief minister stepped in, saying his complaint was being taken seriously, urging him to name the officials, as did Aditya Thackeray.
वो कंप्लेंट के बारे में कॉरपोरेशन ने सीरियसली ले लिया है. नाम और डिटेल आने के बाद जो भी रूल्स और रेगुलेशन के हिसाब से जो भी कार्रवाई करनी है वो कॉरपोरेशन कार्रवाई करेगी.
But that soon changed as both BJP and Sena MPs attacked Kapil with veiled threats of their own.
This is not a comedy show where you can just speak and get away and people will laugh. If he wants action to be taken, definitely he has to come out with a name.
मैं कपिल को बताना चाहूंगा कि कुछ भी बोलने से पहले पता करो कि प्रधानमंत्री रेस कोर्स में अपने किचन का खर्च खुद चला रहे हैं और ये लोग जिनके इशारों पे बोल रहे हैं वो लोग एक एक करोड़ के समोसा चाय पी जाते हैं.
कपिल शर्मा वॉज गिवन द स्टॉप वर्क नोटिस इन जुलाई विच सेड ही डिडंट हैव द रिक्वायर्ड परमिशन फॉर द एक्सटेंशन एंड द इलीगल कंस्ट्रक्शन कुड बी डिमोलिश्ड.
While Kapil Sharma remained unavailable for comment, his manager took to Twitter explaining that the comedian was not attacking an individual or a party, but was generally talking about corruption. However, on the counter allegations of illegal construction, there was no response.
इस प्रकार खुलेआम रिश्वत मांगना दिखाता है कि मोदी सरकार में क्या वाकई में व्यवस्था है और अच्छे दिन सही मायनों में हर तरीके से एक जुमला बन गए.
But the speed with which Kapil Sharma's tweet got a response from the BMC and the CM has left Mumbaikers wondering where do they go with their issues with the notorious BMC, the richest corporation in the country with a budget of over 37,000 crore rupees.
Kapil Sharma ek celebrity hai, isliye itni jaldi is pe dhyan gaya hai. Aisa nahi hona chahiye. भारत की हर जनता, हर आम नागरिक को यह हक है कि उसके अगर खिलाफ कुछ भी एक्शन होता है या अगर वो खुल के बोल रहा है कि उससे कुछ ब्राइब ली गई है तो उस पे इमीडिएटली कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए.
द बॉल इज नाउ इन कपिल शर्मा's कोर्ट, बट विद द बैकलैश ही इज फेसिंग, विल अदर्स डेयर टू स्पीक अप अगेंस्ट द करप्शन व्हिच इज नाउ पार्ट ऑफ बिजनेस एज यूजुअल एट द बीएमसी. विद केतकी आंगरे इन मुंबई, सौम्या मेनन, एनडीटीवी.
And in the last half an hour or so, Kapil Sharma has come out with a fresh tweet. He says, I just voiced my concern on the corruption I faced with certain individuals. It's no blame on any political party, be it the BJP, the Maharashtra Navnirman Sena or the Shiv Sena. So perhaps trying to play down this entire controversy which has taken place. Well, joining us now to debate what to really make of this, because there are so many strands, Sanjay Jha, joins us off the Congress party. Sanjay, thanks very much for being with us. Keshav Upadhyay, the state spokesperson of the BJP, with us. G.R. Kherna, the former deputy municipal commissioner of the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Commission, will join us in a little while, as will Manisha Kayande, spokesperson of the Shiv Sena. Mr. Upadhyay, let me come to you first. Do you see this as a case of people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, that before Kapil Sharma went and said that there was corruption in the BMC, he should have actually been aware of the fact that there are allegations of corruption against him by that same BMC. As per this notice I'm holding up over here, there's a stop work notice against his property.
सवाल दो दो चीजों का यहाँ मैं पॉइंट्स आपके सामने रखना चाहता हूँ. उसको रिश्वत मांगी गई ये बात अलग है, और उसको उसने इलीगल काम किया है वो बात अलग है। इसमें अगर रिश्वत मांगी गई है तो हमारे सीएम ने जैसे उसने ट्वीट किया तुरंत उसका रिप्लाई दिया कि नाम बताइए। उसके आगे जाके हमारे एमएलए ने एक पुलिस कंप्लेंट भी दाखिल की कि अगर किसी से ऐसी रिश्वत मांगी जाती तो उससे नाम लो और एक्शन ले लो। सवाल है कि करप्शन का अगर मामला है तो हम किसी भी हालत में वो मंजूर नहीं करेंगे, उसके खिलाफ सख्त कार्रवाई करेंगे। दिस इज आवर एजेंडा, दिस इज आवर मोटिव कि वी आर अगेंस्ट करप्शन। सो दिस वे वी टुक द इनिशिएटिव इन द मॉर्निंग। ऑलरेडी सीएम हिमसेल्फ ट्वीटेड फॉर कपिल भाई टू गिव नेम, एंड आफ्टर दैट इवन एमएल राम कदम ने अपनी कंप्लेंट भी दी। लेकिन सवाल इतना है, अभी कपिल की बारी है कि इसमें कौन जिम्मेदारी आके नाम बताए। सिर्फ ट्वीट किए और ऐसा ऐसे हुआ है, इससे बात नहीं खत्म होगी। अगर वो सचमुच करप्शन के खिलाफ, दूसरी बात है, लीगल या इलीगल कोई भी चीज हो, अगर उसके लिए पैसे मांगे जाते हैं, सवाल वो लीगल या इलीगल ये गलत है, उसके पैसे मांगे जाते हैं तो ये टोटली रॉन्ग है, ये गलत है, ये दूसरा मुद्दा है। और हम इसलिए पिछले कई सालों से करप्शन के खिलाफ लड़ रहे हैं, इसलिए जैसे ही कपिल शर्मा, अभी कपिल शर्मा की जिम्मेदारी है कि वो आए सामने नाम बताए।
ओके, किसने ओके, उपाध्याय जी वन मोमेंट, आई वांट टू गो अक्रॉस टू नीलम घोड़े, द स्पोक्सपर्सन ऑफ द शिवसेना। मैम, देयर आर सम पीपल हु वुड से दैट यू आर बीइंग अ लिटिल विंडिक्टिव, that on a day when this gentleman has said that there are allegations of corruption, he's had to pay a bribe of 5 lakh rupees, rather than focus on that, you are instead coming out with these documents and you're saying that, look, here is a man who's corrupt himself. It's a very strong allegation, but aren't you being a little vindictive?
No, I think you are talking about Shivsena, that we have been vindictive. What exactly you want to mean? Because I would like to clarify two things. One is that there has been a decision within Mumbai Municipal Corporation that whoever officers are dealing with the issue, they are definitely supposed to clarify what has been exactly happening, number one. Number two, and very important, that Aditya Thackeray, he has also tweeted that actually he said that whatever has been done by him, a good citizen is supposed to do. And I will also like to submit, and I will like to thank NDTV, because I will like to share with the citizens of Mumbai and Maharashtra and India that regarding the poor quality of construction of roads in Mumbai, the mayor of Mumbai requested the commissioner to have an inquiry.
Yes.
Then myself as a legislator, I have taken up issues of dumping ground and roads and other things, and again we have said that earlier the government was with UPA in the center and also in the state. And now there is a BJP government, BJP NDA government. So whoever is
The fact that the municipality is under the Shiv Sena, do you not believe that the fact that you've already within hours of Kapil Sharma tweeting, you've got BMC officials over there going and putting a notice on his door on that property saying that, look, there is a stop construction thing against you. I know the charges are very serious. I'm not trying to take away from it. I'm just trying to ask, is it not vindictive that this is the response to a man who is alleging corruption?
No, I think, you know, there are two other things. Basically, the BMC officer has said that whatever names he wants to say, he may not say in public. He can definitely disclose to the commissioner.
He shouldn't say it in public. And if he says it in public, then it is okay for the Shiv Sena to, or the BMC in this case, which comes under the Shiv Sena, to go and put that notice and stick it on his wall and to tweet it and say that, look, here is this man and he is corrupt himself. So it is vindictiveness.
I think if you are a fourth estate and if you take a judgment on us, I don't think anybody can say anything on that, though we may have got many points to say. So if you are taking out judgment, I will only say that we agree to disagree.
No, ma'am, you're welcome to disagree. You're welcome to disagree, ma'am. I'm just trying to understand the sequence of events.
Which is very, I was expecting from NDTV, because we are not judged. Definitely, we respect your opinions, but that does not mean that we should take it, because whatever has been done by the BMC officers, they are also answerable to the general body and whatever.
I'm not questioning the action of the BMC workers, ma'am. I'm only questioning the timing. But I want to go across to Sanjay Jha at this stage. I'll come back to you in a few moments. Sanjay, is this a politician who, I beg your pardon, is this a comedian who has spoken perhaps a little, shouldn't perhaps have spoken because there are charges against him? Or is this a comedian who finds himself in the middle of a political battle between, say, your party, the Congress, the BJP and the Shiv Sena?
Well, Vishnu, the fact is that he may be a comedy star, but he's raised a very grave issue. And whether he's violated some norm of the BMC in his construction, that's an independent issue. The fact is that this is in Mumbai, and I live here, I've been here for the last 25 years. Everybody calls the BMC as a Bhrashtachar municipal corporation. The Shiv Sena and the BJP have reduced Bombay into one concrete jungle and a mess. And you know, you look at the difference between Delhi and Mumbai today. And Shiv Sena and BJP today are in a position to intimidate anybody they want. You can see the kind of vindictiveness. The moment he's tweeted to the Prime Minister, and the reason why he's tweeted to the Prime Minister is itself a manifestation of the frustrations of the common man. Because end of day, I don't know what is Kapil Sharma's political game, if he has any, but he's hit the truth. And the truth is that today, if somebody has to write to the Prime Minister, it is basically saying, you all say one thing and do completely the opposite. The BJP, for example, and this is the reason why the Prime Minister should, I hopefully will respond to this tweet, where is the Lokpal bill? What action have they taken against corruption against their own chief ministers for the last 2 years? You see, the BJP turns a complete blind eye and a deaf ear to any protestations against their corruption.
Okay.
So today when Kapil Sharma makes a statement,
yes,
you're finding an extremely revengeful reaction by the Shiv Sena and the BJP.
Mr. Upadhyay, I'll give you an opportunity to answer that question, but I also want to ask you, if you look at the response on social media, on Twitter, the moment this man, Kapil Sharma, went and tweeted to the Prime Minister saying, is this what Achhe Din is all about? There is an entire tirade of protests against him, with people offended that he has the audacity of actually tweeting the Prime Minister and linking this to Achhe Din. In today's day and age, does this man, for right or for wrong, not have the right to actually go and tweet the Prime Minister exactly, without this wave, this tsunami of opposition?
मैं आपके सारे सवालों का उत्तर देता हूं. सबसे पहले मैं संजय झा मुझे लगता था कि कुछ संजय बहुत सीनियर प्रवक्ता है, लेकिन मुझे आज बहुत निराश किया उन्होंने. ठीक है, लेकिन वो उनकी बात है. सबसे पहली बात यह है कि ये प्रधानमंत्री प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी के टैग करके ट्वीट किया जाए नहीं किया जाए, हर एक को डेमोक्रेसी है, हर एक को अपनी बात रखने का पूरा 100% अधिकार है. सबसे पहली बात. दूसरी बात, उसके साथ साथ उसे प्रूफ भी देने चाहिए. कुछ जो हम बात कर रहे हैं उसके सपोर्ट में कुछ कहेंगे या नहीं कहेंगे? हम सिर्फ कहेंगे कि ये अच्छे दिन है, गया मुझे पैसा मांगा गया है. अगर इस प्रकार के ट्वीट को हम, यानी कि ये ट्वीट सफिशिएंट है, उसके साथ डिटेल भी कुछ होने चाहिए, किसने मांगा, क्या मांगा. खैर, ट्वीट पे आप नहीं दे सकते, ट्वीट पे आप नहीं दे सकते, लेकिन उसके बाद आप जाके एसीबी कंप्लेंट कर सकते हैं. महाराष्ट्र में आज बहुत सारे ऑफिसर के खिलाफ एसीबी ने ट्रैप लगाए. पिछले 2 साल में 100 से भी ज्यादा अधिकार ऑफिसर्स सस्पेंडेड किए गए, जैसे रेड हैंड पकड़े गए. स्ट्रिक्ट एक्शन अगेंस्ट करप्शन भारतीय जनता पार्टी गवर्नमेंट में चल रहा है बहुत सारे अधिकारियों के खिलाफ. तो इस प्रकार एसीबी में कंप्लेंट कर सकते थे, पुलिस में जा सकते थे, बीएमसी में, यानी कहीं तो वो जा सकते थे, लेकिन ऐसा कुछ नहीं किया, सिर्फ ट्वीट किया.
और शायद जाएंगे भी. उन्होंने अभी ट्वीट किया है कि वे चीफ मिनिस्टर के साथ मिलना चाहते हैं, शायद पुलिस कंप्लेंट भी करेंगे. तो हम ये भी नहीं कह सकते कि नहीं करेंगे.
ऐसा होता है, एक मिनट, ऐसा होता है कि एक ये ट्वीट था अच्छे दिन है कि नहीं. आपने सबसे पहले क्या प्रयास किए? आप गए कोई कंप्लेंट, आपने एसीबी कंप्लेंट की, एसीबी ने अपनी नहीं सुनी, आपने पुलिस में कंप्लेंट की, पुलिस ने अपनी कोई दखल नहीं.
आई टेक दैट पॉइंट मिस्टर उपाध्याय.
आप सबके तरफ गए.
मिस्टर उपाध्याय, यू मेक अ वैलिड पॉइंट.
आप करते
यू मेक अ वैलिड पॉइंट. संजय झा वांट्स टू कम इन. बिफोर दैट, जी आर खेरनार, फॉर्मर डेप्यूटी म्युनिसिपल कमिश्नर ऑफ द बीएमसी. सर, द लार्जर इशू ओवर हियर इज एक्चुअली ऑफ द बीएमसी, एंड इट्स नॉट सो मच अबाउट कपिल शर्मा. द फैक्ट दैट दिस इज अ बॉडी व्हिच हैज बीन नोटोरियसली करप्ट फॉर सो लॉन्ग. इन जस्ट दिस ईयर there has been action which has been taken. In fact, action has not been taken against 27 officials who were found to have been involved in corruption cases from 2005 to February this year. There is the entire road case, which is the road scam case, 350 crores. So this goes on and on and on and on. So are we missing the larger issue over here? Corruption in the BMC, that has been highlighted, but it's not been dealt with. Mr. Khairnar, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Mr. Sharma deserves rich compliments for raising a very vital issue of India with an appropriate person. In fact, municipal corporation, for that matter, the system has become so corrupt and beyond repairs. Instead of blaming Mr. Sharma, these politicians are criticizing the Sharma only because either they are corrupted or they have corrupt mentality. And almost all politicians are highly corrupted. So everybody wants to protect the this corruption by blaming Mr. Sharma by raising irrelevant issues. The main issue is the corruption is there. Municipal corporation from the pune to the deputy commissioner and sometimes even municipal commissioner are taking bribes. Who will investigate against whom? These are only sidetracking the issue of this corruption. Corruption is everywhere. If the corporation is really serious, he can inquire with so many officers how much property they have.
But Mr. Khairnar, isn't it also a fact that the corporation can take action if an allegation is spelled out? It's all very well for anybody to make any allegation, but if you don't name
normally action is taken to earn the take the money. If somebody does a repair work or illegal construction, and if he do not pay, the notice will be issued. If he don't pay after issuing the notice, again it will be pursued and demolished. Otherwise, even after notice, if somebody pays the bribe, this notice action will be dropped. There are hundreds of the notices issued by the municipal corporation for many years, and they are not evicted.
Okay, Sanjay Jha, the point that Keshav Upadhyay was raising earlier on is that, look, an allegation has been made, a very serious allegation. Why hasn't Kapil Sharma gone and named these police officials? Why has he not written on a piece of paper that, look, these are the charges, this is what happened? And now he's got this bizarre tweet coming out. I just voiced my concern on corruption I faced with certain individuals. It's no blame to any political party, be it party A, party B or party C. Isn't it strange? Shouldn't this man, after leveling this charge, and he knows the reach that he has, actually have gone to a police station and said, look, this is the allegation I have, please take action?
Well, let me tell you one thing up front, Vishnu. The very fact that he said that he was asked to, you know, kind of pay a bribe money, you know, he obviously knows the documents or the case behind it. I'm sure he will make the appropriate disclosure. But does that, are we missing the woods for the trees here? The fundamental point is the monumental corruption in BMC today. I'll give you an example. You know, in the road contractor scam that was talked about in Mumbai for a long, long time over the last several months, people who were blacklisted, the contractors who were blacklisted, were subsequently awarded fresh contracts under some kind of a deceptive tweaking of the rules. So you have basically the BJP and Shiv Sena, the elections coming up in February next year. And I can tell you the fundraising activity for that has probably begun in very deadly earnest. And let me tell Keshav ji, main aapko ek baat batana chahunga. Ek kahawat hai, parde mein rehne do, parda na uthao. Parda jo uth gaya to pura bhed khul jayega. Aap log ki kahani abhi shuru hui hai. And Vishnu, let me tell you, this is the tip of the iceberg. Kapil Sharma, yes, even if he's done something illegal for which he deserves to pay a fine, has probably done the Mumbai citizens a big favor by making it a national issue today.
Okay.
That you cannot,
Mr. Upadhyay, would you agree with
just
that?
Make tall speeches,
he may have gotten in trouble
and run away from it.
He may have gotten in trouble, but at the end of the day, he's highlighted the issue. Yes. उपाध्याय जी
नहीं नहीं यस विष्णु जी मैं आदरणीय संजय जी बहुत सीनियर प्रवक्ता है मैं जानता हूं मैं बहुत छोटा प्रवक्ता हूं स्टेट का फिर भी मैं कहता हूं पर्दे में रहने दो ये जरूरत कांग्रेस प्रवक्ता कांग्रेस कार्यकर्ताओं होगी बीजेपी के कार्यकर्ताओं के नहीं होगी हम खुले दिल से काम करते हैं खुले मैदान में काम करते हैं छिप छाप की जरूरत हमें नहीं है पहली बात दूसरी बात मैं वही कह रहा हूं कि पिछले साल में बीएमसी में जो जो करप्शन के मामले सामने आए हैं ये सारे बीजेपी ने उठाए हैं कांग्रेस आप यहाँ के अगर संजय जी को पता नहीं होगा वो कितना मुंबई फॉलो करते हैं मुझे पता नहीं है लेकिन ना यहाँ के कांग्रेस ने कोई उस पर आवाज उठाई ना कोई ये किया है ये बीजेपी की किरीट सोमैया है जिन्होंने कचरा कोयल यहाँ का कचरा स्कैम निकाला ये बीजेपी का एमपी है जिन्होंने रस्ते का स्कैम निकाला
बीजेपी और शिवसेना का तो गठबंधन है बीएमसी
अरे एकनाथ जी, आपका गठबंधन चलाता है बीएमसी, क्या बात कर रहे हैं?
हमारी ताकत जो है वहाँ बहुत ही लिमिटेड है। आपको शायद संख्या का ज्ञान, शायद आप नई दिल्ली मुंबई फॉलो करते होंगे, इसलिए मैं बताता हूँ हमारी संख्या वहाँ बहुत कम है। लेकिन फिर भी इस बार यहाँ असेंबली में भी इशू रेज हुआ, गवर्नमेंट
आपका गठबंधन चलाता है, शिवसेना बीजेपी एक है।
ऑलराइट उपाध्याय जी एंड संजय, जस्ट वन मोमेंट, Neelam Ghore, the spokesperson of the Shiv Sena, still with us. So, ma'am, what happens next? You are, I assume, going to try and get Kapil Sharma to file a statement and get details of where this corruption stands. And simultaneously, you will prosecute him, right? You'll do two things simultaneously.
See, it's not a question of prosecuting. It is an issue of, you know, the procedure, whatever is happening in BMC. If the notice is, if Mr. Sharma or any citizen of the Mumbai wants to challenge, they have got right to challenge that notice, number one. Number two, you use the word will get. It's not a question of getting somebody. If Mr. Sharma wants to share his information, if he wants to give it to the commissioner, if...
All right, fair enough. I think we get the message over there. I'd like to thank all our guests very much for joining us. It's a bizarre story where a comic superstar actually in India today finds himself in the middle of, on the basis of having tweeted something to the Prime Minister and raised allegations of corruption. I'm sure he's not laughing today, but the allegations have been raised, concerns have been raised on the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, allegedly one of the most corrupt in the country. But the larger question is this. Will the issues in the BMC be allowed to be dealt with, or are people going to get all angry with Kapil Sharma and go after him in the process?